Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody.
coming all around the world. There's nobody greater than God. This is Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Straight to the Point. Tonight's special co-guest tonight, co-host tonight, are Elder Samuel C. Hembrick and his beautiful and wonderful wife, Prophetess Lillian C. Hembrick. They are on Straight to the Point tonight, and we're excited about them being here. We just want to give you a couple of announcements before we go to the next song as well. The number, ladies and gentlemen, that you can call in and listen in and be a part of the programming is 347-843-4559. That's the call-in number, ladies and gentlemen. That's call-in number 347-843-4559. And if you go online, you'll be able to see the link so you can get to the website. For those who want to go online through their smart devices there, you can actually link in through the internet as well on that. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in, Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel C. Hembrick and Prophetess Lillian C. Hembrick tonight, ladies and gentlemen, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back right after this next song. Bless you.
Yeah.
To the point, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Samuel C. Hembrick and Prophetess Lillian C. Hembrick coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give credit to the songs tonight at the, for Elder and Prophetess tonight as well. The first song, ladies and gentlemen, was LaShawn Mitchell, Nobody Greater. You better know that nobody greater than God, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, we're just going to give God a hand clap of praise before we used to go to the next one on that one. Yeah. Hallelujah. God is awesome. That's what Straight to the Point is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also, too, the last song there was by Tremaine Hawkins, request of the Hembricks there, The Potter's House. Isn't that powerful? So we thank God for the Potter. Thank God for the Potter's House. And we thank God for you as well. As we open up the mic. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get straight to the point started. Let's go ahead and put your hands together for Elder Samuel C. Hembrick as we open up his line. God bless you, Brother Hembrick. Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's so good to be on the line tonight on Straight to the Point. First of all, I want to apologize that I put the flyer out this week. And I was kind of in a rush. I don't know why I was rushing, but I put down the wrong number. But the number is 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. And I ask that you excuse me for doing that this week. God be the glory. But we're on here tonight on Straight to the Point. And I just want to thank Dr. Vaughn for hosting tonight and helping us tonight as they always do every time we're on the air. We thank him for playing the selections that he just played. We thank God for that. We thank God for his doing this for us. He's just there all the time. We just want to give praises to God for him. Amen. Glory to God. We want to thank Dr. Henderson tonight who gave us the opportunity with the Lord speaking to her and allow us to come on tonight. We're usually on every last Friday of the month. But, you know, I said to myself this weekend, I'm not going to be saying the last Friday, because you never know, praise God, what the Lord is going to do, how he's going to change things up. So I'm just saying, just look for us on Straight to the Point on Monday night. We don't know what night it'll be. We just hear Monday night, but our time was designated for the last, praise God, was the last Monday. But this Monday, next Monday is the holiday, Mother's Day holiday weekend. Praise God, and people will be traveling and be going out of town. People will be going to the beaches. Family reunions be going on. So the Lord gave Dr. Henderson the nudge to allow us to be on the line tonight so that we could have our time. And we thank God for her. We thank God for her for allowing us, for the Lord's help for us to be on the line tonight. Tonight we're going to praise God. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus tonight. We're going to give God the glory. We're going to give him all the honor, because God is just so worthy, praise God, to be praised. And we're just going to lift up his name. Let's give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. You know, I thank God. I thank God for all he has done in our life, and I thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do in our life. You know, God is just an awesome God, and I'm going to get back with the word in a few minutes. I got a good word tonight. I believe it's a good word tonight. I think you're going to be blessed when you hear this word tonight for the souls that are on the line, and the souls that are going to come on later, and the souls that just want to just listen in and just not say anything. But God is good, and I just pray that the word will touch your heart tonight. Just listen to what the word of God is saying, not to what I'm saying, but the word of God is telling you to be praise God, to be, you know, a blessing in your life, and it will help you as you walk this Christian way of life. You know, we just give God the praises tonight and give God the honor, because he's just so worthy tonight to be praised. Hallelujah. And I thank God for all his worthiness. I thank God for, you know, God is just so good. Anyway, tonight I'm going to be coming out of Jeremiah, praise God, the 18th chapter, and I'm coming from verses 1 through 6. But before I get to that 18th chapter of Jeremiah, I want to read the last verses of Jeremiah, the 17th verse, from starting from 19 all the way down to 27. Praise God. The words of Lord God, eternal Father, we just come before you, God, tonight to say thank you, O Lord. God, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, God. God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. God, we ask that you use us tonight, Lord, that you lift us up, God. Let the words of our mouth and the message of our heart, God, be acceptable in your sight, Lord. You are our strength, Lord, and you are our Redeemer, Lord, and we truly thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for what you're going to do. Anoint us with your precious Holy Spirit. Let us hide behind the cross, Lord, so that you can be in front. Let us decrease so that you may increase, oh, God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen and amen. As I said, I want to read, praise God, I want to read the 17th chapter of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, the Lord has been taking me to this book of Jeremiah. And I'm just praising God and thanking him for taking me there, because it really has blessed me. It says from the 19th verse in 17th chapter of Jeremiah, it says, "This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand in the gates of Jerusalem, first the gate where the king goes in and out, and then in each of the other gates, say said to all the people, let me put the phone closer, say to all the people where the king is going in and out, and the others are going in and out, said to all the people, listen to this message from the Lord. Your king of Judah and all your people of Judah are and everyone living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Listen to my warning. Stop carrying your trades into Jerusalem gates on the Sabbath day. Do not do your work on the Sabbath day, but make a holy day. I give this commandment to you, to your ancestors, but they did not listen or obey. Their stubbornness refused to pay attention and accept my discipline. But God said, praise God, but God said, if you obey me, said the Lord, and do not, God said, if you obey me, said the Lord, and you do not carry on your trade at the gate of work on the potter's day, on the Sabbath day, and if you keep it holy, then the king and their officers will go in and out of these gates forever. There will always be a descendant of David sitting on the throne here in Jerusalem. The king and that officials were always riding in and out among the people of Judah, and the chariots and on the horses, and the city will remain forever. And from all around Jerusalem, from the town of Judah and Benjamin, from the west foothills, and to the hills coming around, and the people come for their burning offerings and sacrifice, there will bring their grain offerings and frank incense and thanksgiving offerings to the Lord's temple. But if you do not listen to me and refuse to keep the Sabbath day holy, and if on the Sabbath day you bring in loads of merchants through the gates of Jerusalem, just as other days, then I will set fire these gates. The fire will spread to the palace, and no one will be able to put out the roaring flames. Amen. Amen. I wanted to read that, praise God, that 17th verse, because I believe that's going to help us with this 18th verse. And 18th verse says, verses 1 through 6, it says, the Lord gives another message in Jerusalem, and another message to Jeremiah. He says, go down to the potter shop, and I will speak to you there. So I did go down, and he told me and found the potter working on the wheel. By the way, I'm coming from the New Living Translation. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay again and started over. Then the Lord gave me this message. This is the sixth verse. Then the Lord gave me this message. The sixth verse said, O Israel, can I not do as the potter done to the clay? Amen, amen. That's verses 1 through 6 And my subject tonight, I would like to use tonight just for a few moments. My subject is, I got you. Hallelujah. I got you. Praise God. God is a good God. And if we look at this passage of Scripture, praise God, as a passage of Scripture tonight, look at what the Lord told Jeremiah to do. And also in the last portion of that 17th verse, he told Jeremiah, told the people there to obey him and not do anything on the Sabbath day. And here in the 18th verse, he says to Jeremiah, he sent another message to Jeremiah and said to Jeremiah, go down to the potter. And he will speak to you there. In other words, what God was telling Jeremiah was, go down there and I have a word for you. So Jeremiah did what the Lord told him to do. So when he got there, he found out the potter was working on his wheel. But the job that the potter was working on, it did not turn out the way he wanted it. It didn't turn out the way he hoped it could turn out. And you see, my brothers and sisters, times, that's what things happen sometimes. When you don't listen to what God, the commandments of your Lord and Savior, then these things happen to you. You get off track. You get off course. Praise God, you just go out your way. You just get off yourself. So he said, praise God, and he told him, I did do as you told me, and I found the potter working on his wheel. But he said, but the job that he was making did not turn out as he hoped. Okay? So he crushed it. Now, the potter did not give up. praise God. The potter didn't give up, even though what he was doing wasn't right, but he didn't get frustrated. He took that whole big lump of clay and molded again. Praise God. My story is, my people of God, is that this is the same thing that the Lord can do for you. He can put you together, praise God, no matter, praise God, what you have got yourself in, disobedient to him, been in your sinful way, doing sinful things, not acting right, doing things that are not of God, using drugs, praise God, getting into all kinds of sexual activities that are not of God, doing all these things that you've done, not being obedient to taking care of your family, not doing what you're supposed to do as a child of God. So God is showing you in this book of 18th chapter of Jeremiah, praise God, that whatever you have done, if you listen to me and come to me, give your life to me, I can mold you back together just like the potter did with the clay. Praise God. Hallelujah. He did that through the clay, and you know Jesus can do the same thing to you. He can put you back together like the songwriter said. He can put you back together again. But you have to be obedient. You have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't go out here and do these all permissive things. You got to repent, and you got to ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. And God is a forgiving God. God is a God of understanding. God is a kind God. And God is, like I said, God is forgiving God. And God will put you back together just like the potter did to the clay. He He, even though that jaw has broken and it was, and he didn't hope for it, he didn't want that jaw to broken. It kind of discouraged him. But you know, he said he didn't, the jaw didn't come out the way he wanted it to do. It didn't come out round. But he did not give up. He got that whole lump of clay. Praise God. He got that whole lump of clay, and praise God, he put it together again. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, hey, praise God, this is what God can do for you. He can forgive you for your sins of omission and commission. You know, sins you know you've done and the sins you don't realize you've done. God can forgive you for them, put you back together, turn you around, make you a new person. You can take you off of drugs, take you off of alcohol, stop you from doing that, take you from being a homosexual. God can turn all that stuff around. God can stop you from mistreating others, disobeying your parents. God can fix you. God can fix you, my brothers and sisters. God can turn you around. God can build you up. Strengthen you where you're weak, and he can build you up around you when he's torn, when you're torn down. And I'm here to tell you tonight, we're going to praise God. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to give God the glory. We're going to give him the honor because he's so worthy to be praised. And my brothers and sisters, I say to you tonight, praise God. I say to you tonight, praise God. I say to turn your life over to Christ, and he will put you back together again, shape you up, shake you up, make you look like a new person inside and outside. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God can do this for you tonight if you just turn your life over to him, just like the potter did to the clay. God can do the same thing for you. He can put you back together again. The songwriter was just singing the song you just heard. Praise God. They put the potter and put you back together again. And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, tonight, hallelujah, to give God a chance. Let him put you back together again. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. God said, glory to God. And as I was reading in that 17th chapter, the last verse, God said, to make the Sabbath day holy. See, on the Sabbath day, we have to realize that the Sabbath day is a holy day, and we accept the Sabbath day as Sunday, and we go to church. We cannot be outside cutting grass, doing all those things that we're not supposed to be doing. The Sabbath day, we're not supposed to be washing clothes or even cooking. You know, back in the old days, praise God, our prayer is to cook on Saturday night. On Saturday night, because they had Sunday free, so they won't have to worry about cooking or have to worry about doing the laundry. All that be done on Saturday. So when they come back from church on Sunday, they have everything ready. All they got to do is just like warm it up, put it in the microwave, put it up, and warm it up. It's already done. There's no strenuous, no hard. Praise God, there's no hard work to do. You just warm up. You did all the hard work on Saturday. Praise God, hallelujah. And our Saturday, my brothers and sisters, and we, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. I know some people have Saturday on Saturday, but in the Christian way of life, it's Sunday. Sunday is our Sabbath day, and we got to keep Sunday holy. We got to stop all these activities that we're doing. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. If you want to be, praise God, if you want to be put back together, like you know, just like God, just like the Father did, that God he had, praise God, didn't work out, didn't do what he was hoping to do, but still he did not give up. Yeah, glory to God. He did not give up. He hung in there and fixed that clay. He didn't let that clay get the best of him. See, that's what I'm saying. We can't let our sins get the best of us, my brothers and sisters. We got to come to God and repent and ask God to forgive us for our sins. Praise God. And hallelujah. Glory to God. My brothers and sisters, I remember that I was out in the world. I was doing, you know, drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff, you know. And I asked God for help. When I asked him for help, he molded me back together. Praise God. He praising you tonight, God. God, we lifting up the name of Jesus tonight because, God, you're just so worthy tonight to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you. I thank you tonight. And thank you, my brothers and sisters, for listening to me tonight. The subject was, I got you. And that's what God says. I got you. Don't worry about it. Just give your life to me. Just turn your life around. You know, God is forgiving, God. Anything that you have done that you aside for, you take it to the Lord in prayer, you know, and God will mend you back together. You tell God, I want to be about you. I want to be just like you, God. I want to do the things that you want me to do. I want to follow your instructions. I don't want to follow the instructions of man, but I want to follow the instructions that you give me. Amen. I want to follow your commandments. I want to do what you did. I want to say just like David said. David said, praise God. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to say the Lord, you know, is our shepherd, and we shall not want. That means that he'll mold us, praise God, hallelujah, that he'll mold us back together. He'll put us together just like clay. He just like clay, he'll put us back together. And even though we done got into sinful activities, we done sinful things, if we go to God and ask him forgiveness and repent of your sins, hey, glory to God, I mean repent of your sins and turn your life around, God will fix it for you. He will have your family. He will fix marriages. God, he will fix relationships. He will fix brothers and sisters' relationships. He will fix mothers and fathers' relationships. He will fix the relationship. He will fix it, and I promise you, hey, hallelujah, I promise you that God will fix it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. I thank the Lord, and I thank the Lord. Praise God, I thank him. And always before I get through this part, praise God, of the word, I like to open up the doors of the church. Praise God, if there's anyone, praise God, that would like to give their life to Christ. You can read Romans 9 and 10 and say, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died on the cross for you and for me, and you could be saved. You know, God is good, and I don't know, you might be in Florida somewhere, you might be in Texas somewhere, but wherever you are, you can give your life to Christ just where you are. You don't have to go. You don't have to be dressed up. You don't have to go to the church. But after you get saved, it is good to go to a five-fold ministry so you can learn the five-fold ministry and that you can get everything that God has got for you. Well, then five-fold ministries like Praise God, where you got apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. Praise God. Get all your learning right there on the one roof. Praise God. On the roof, on the one roof. And I thank God for this five-fold ministry. God is good. And what I'm saying is that if you want to give your life to Christ and you need some help, just you can email me, email myself or my wife. My email is schembrick@verizon.net. Her email is ladyhembrick@verizon.net. You can call us. You can email us, and we'll get right back to you. We won't leave you out there. We'll help you, even try to help you find somebody in your neighborhood or where you located at. We'll try to even find somebody out there or wherever you are to help you to get back to God. Because you know that God, we was always with God in the beginning. But what happened? We started staying away and started doing our own thing. So now is the time, praise God, for us to come back to Christ. Because I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is coming back. So my thing is everybody get ready so we all can go to the same place. We all want to go to heaven. There's no question about it. I know I do. I want to go to heaven. I want to get this kid up there. And God said to me, where I found my good and faithful servant. You know, because, you know, I don't, you know, I just thank God for that. That's what I'm looking to hear. When my time is up here on earth, I want to say when God will say to me, when I get ready to go through the pearly gates, hey, glory to God, I want God to say, my well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want. I thank God for that. And I just say that again, I say this again before we move on. I want to, because we got two more parts to do. We got the business to do. We got the bonus question to do. But I just want to say this again, because I don't want you to miss out on this very important part of the whole, this whole segment here, this whole time here, is that you give your life to Christ. Christ is ready there to accept you. He won't reject you. Turn your life around and give your life to Christ. He will forgive you for everything, the sins that you have done. God will forgive you. But you got to accept him as your personal Savior. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Anyone have any comments? Praise God about the word tonight before we go to our next segment.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, y'all on Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel C. Hembrick, who brought that word. Elder, that was powerful. Powerful
Amen.
Word tonight, my friend. And we want to make sure everybody gets that, guys. You need to take notes. You need to really think about that. Put down whatever you're doing and just think about the goodness of the word tonight from Elder Samuel C. Hembrick, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Elder, I was taking some notes. I hope everybody was taking notes out there, too, as well. But I wrote down, Elder, about we want to encourage everybody, of course, to receive Jesus as the Lord and Savior, but we want to encourage also, ladies and gentlemen, to step on that spiritual wheel and let God mold you. That's what Brother Hembrick was talking about tonight. Step on that spiritual wheel and let God mold you to where you should be in him. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be happy. You're going to be joyful. You're going to know that Jesus has you. And like you said, I got you. God says, I got you. I love it. Powerful.
Amen.
Powerful word
Amen.
Tonight. And this word is going all across the planet. And we thank God for those listening right now, those who will be listening later on. So we just pray that the Holy Spirit just do your will, Father God, do your will tonight in Jesus' name. What a powerful, powerful message there, Elder Hembrick. Powerful, powerful word.
Amen.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. If you have any comment about the word tonight, we're going to open up the lines for you. And since we're on the World Wide Web, we're going to mention only your last four digits, and you may be on mute. And so we're going to bring you up as well. Also, too, want to encourage everybody to watch your background noise as well, because we want to make sure we hear you on the network and keep it moving as well. Hey, Elder, we got 1101. We got an awesome brother. Up north, 1101. Hey, 1101, what's happening? How you doing, brother? Bless you, bro.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? I'm sorry that I didn't get a chance to hear the words. I like I'm doing it by purpose. But I know the word was excellent right now. Right now, I'm going through a situation. It's not bad. Because the case, I don't know what you're doing the business part yet, but y'all didn't give a chance for me to mention my business from last week, Monday. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. I ain't trying to be rude or disrespectful. I'm not. But I'm letting you know that I'm trying to bring it because I know right now you're not on this subject right now talking about it. You know what I mean? I don't want to be rude. Once again, I don't want to be rude or disrespectful. But I know the word was excellent and I don't know what else to say, because like I said before, I heard he say a couple of words, but, you know, I got to the end when he was speaking, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm trying to explain, that's why I'm trying, because, you know, like, on Brother Man, like, you speaking about your crayon books, your coloring books, and Kevin with his own business and stuff like that going down, you know what I mean? And I got a little business going on myself, but, you know, like before, I ain't trying to be more disrespectful. But I feel like I got all the business on spread on this program and stuff like that. You know, because I just started last week Monday, and I got one customer, You know what I mean? But I miss his customer, and I try to reach, you know, I try to reach his customer as possible, because right now I got to the point I cannot depend on, you know, because I get my little income on the first, and I cannot depend on the first. You know what I mean? I need a little pocket money now. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, if you want me to spend it on my little business now, I mean, that's cool. But if you don't want me, you know, no sweat. You know what I'm saying? Because like before, this is your night, and I want to be respectful. You know, of being a proper protocol to your service. You know what I mean? That kind of good stuff. So basically, that's it.
Okay. Well, we gonna get back. We gonna get with the business. So you stay on the line. Don't go nowhere. So we gonna get with that business in a little while. As soon as we finish this part here, we'll get with the business. So stay there, because I didn't quite hear the name of the business, so I want you to announce it again. So stay on the line with me, brother.
All right, man.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Brother Jermaine. Yeah, definitely stay on the line, and we'll get to that business segment as Elder Hembrick moves on in the network here, that's for sure. Well, good. Well, great. Well, Elder, back to you, my friend. This is a powerful word, man, and I know folks are listening on their mobile devices. Thank you so much for that, but that's a powerful word. God has you, ladies and gentlemen. Back to you, Brother Hembrick.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word. We thank God that He gave me this word, because I've been I don't know why the Lord put me in Jeremiah for some time, for a little while now.
Amen.
And when I think about it, I said Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, but Jeremiah was also praise God, was also prophet that liked to help people.
Yes.
He always wanted to help people, make sure that everything was you know, was okay. And that's the same way I am. I'm like that. I always want to be sure that I want to help. I always want to help somebody. If they need help, I will help them. You know, I'll pray with them. I'll talk with them. I'll counsel them, or whatever they, you know, want me to do. I will be glad to do it. Anything I can do to help them get further in this Christian way of life, because I often think that, praise God, somebody helped me.
Amen. Amen for that, buddy.
If I didn't ask for help, then nobody would have, you know, helped me. So you got to ask. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth and speak, so people can to hear you, and people can listen to you, and you can talk, and you'd be surprised, my God, you'd be surprised, you know, how people will help you. Because I know, I always talk about myself, because this is, you know, my testimony, but I know when I was, you know, working and everything, and before I retired.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, I was about ready to, you know, lose my job. And
yes, sir.
Praise God. And now, because I've been out, you know, time I was drinking and, you know, drugs. And I really, when you're doing them kind of things, you really don't even care about nothing. You know what I mean? Because your mind ain't even there. Your mind is trying to get you a hit and get you a drink. Praise God. But when I call it out for help, praise God, all the doors open up. And you know, and praise to God, I didn't lose my job, and they put me in the best facility or rehab place they could put me. I was in the best place you could be in. I mean, Father, I was one of the best. And my brothers and sisters, I got in there. I knew what when I asked for help, I got in there and got my mind straight on what I wanted to do. I wanted to get clean, first of all. I wanted to get to know Jesus, because this is particular, that 12-step, I know a lot of folks probably all don't know it, but it's from, it's started from the opposite doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Praise God, and I wanted to praise God, I wanted to, you know Jesus, and I wanted to, you know, study the 12 steps that they had, because the 12 steps are biblical points too. Because if you follow those 12 steps, they will help you, because those are 12 things that you have to go through as you're growing. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? So,
yes,
God, I got into that great thought, and I learned my stuff, and I was even started teaching and helping other people around in the rehab place. But praise God for that. So, God just, usually I just put it in my mind that this is what I want to do. I want to help people, and I want to serve the Lord, and I want God to use me. Praise God. So from that point on, which has been about almost 30 years now, praise God, I've been clean and sober for 30 years. And I'm not bragging, but no, I'm just telling you that this is what God can do.
Yeah, Elder. Yes, sir.
He can put you back together just like the potter when he had the jar, making the jar, and the jar didn't turn it the way he wanted, but he didn't get discouraged. He took that whole lump of clay and started molding it back together.
So
God can do that for you. So my praise God, my thing is, my brothers and sisters, that you don't give up. And if you need help, ask somebody.
Yeah.
Ask somebody. Don't be afraid to ask somebody. I should be one of the shyest guys going around. I used to be very shy. But when I got to know Christ, that shyness went away, man. I started opening up. But anyway, praise God. We're going to get into the, is anybody else before I be going to the business line?
Yeah, just one other comment, Elder, about the word tonight, the fact that, Jesus had you, man. He had all of us, actually. But he had you back then. That's something that's powerful when you think about it. He had you, and he knew that you were going to accept him. But you had to make the first step. We got to go to him. So we thank God for your life. We thank God for you being on that potter's wheel. And we're still on the wheel, man. We don't want to get off the wheel, really. back to you.
Got you. Praise God. I want to thank you for that special segment of the service tonight. Now we're going to go into business. Elder, you can open the line up for the business. Anybody have a business?
Yes, sir. This is the business segment, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. Yeah. Yeah, Elder, we're going to bring in Brother Jermaine. Let him go first tonight. And bring him in. So, Brother Jermaine, you're live on the air, man. We're on the business segment, my friend.
Yeah, hi. I'm going to be short and sweet. A good friend of mine from high school introduced me to this business called Smart, right? And that kind of stuff. And he, I think the head was, because my friends live where you live at, Kev. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
When you live in Georgia. Right.
Yes, sir.
And he was telling me, Jermaine, do you want to make some money on that kind of stuff? I said, are you sure? So I asked him what kind of, is the business legit, right? I'm not saying, because many of them know each other from high school. And I'm not saying that he gave me some bum rap kind of job or whatever. So he told me, because he was doing this stuff for a long time and stuff like that. So to make a long story short, the name of the company is Stream.com, right?
Amen.
And did with electricity, cell phones, all that kind of good stuff, right? And the cell phone, right, as far as I know, for four lines, is $100 for four lines, right? For one person, it's $45 and stuff like that. It's reasonable price. So I just saw it last week, Monday. And so far, I got one customer, and I'm going to try to contact this individual of that kind of stuff. And so far, it's so-and-so. So it plays at working home, you know what I mean, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, so that's one of the business I'm doing right now, and I pray to God I'll be very successful. I'll be very successful what I'm doing with this job, and I pray to God for His blessing for me to do the right thing in this corporation, and that kind of good stuff. So that's what I want to spread out. And the name of the company is Stream.com. Stream.com. And the best thing, don't look on your phone, because you want to click the page. But if you go on a computer, Stream.com, right, and go to the wireless or whatever, right, and plus it's unlimited data, text, call, you know what I mean, all over the country, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Stuff like that, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's the kind of business I want to spread out, you know what I'm saying, and because basically I'm a businessman at home, you know what I mean, because right now I need the money, not because of pleasure or whatever, no, I just need the money. So I'd have to bring up people, give me money for this, give me money for that. And plus, at the same time, I want to put my taxes off this too. You know what I mean? Well, that kind of good stuff.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to say this to you, my brother. Thank you for your new business and new door that opened a new door for you. But I just want to say that you need the money. Absolutely, you need the money. But just don't do it just for money. Do it for the joy that you get out of it and the joy that you can try to help people to not have to pay as much as they pay if they go to Verizon or Xfinity or DirecTV or something like that. So that's a good thing. And I pray God, thank God for you, for the ministry, that your new business that you have going. And that's going to be a great big help. It's going to be a good income as well. But I just want you just continue to give God the glory and let God use you. I know when people get into things, they want to just look at the money aspect. And there's nothing wrong with it. We all need money, no question about it. We all need it because that's how we live, with money. But we just got to be, just look at other things too, so that the avenue of money will come in if you look at God first, and the money will come. But you just get out there as you're doing what you're doing and never take a business. You minister to those folks as well, and you try to bring them to Christ. So, I mean, that's another way of evangelizing. You know, it's when you got business like that, it's just like we have books, we got covering books that we do, and when we present them, that's a good way to minister. You know, you're trying to minister to the person that you're selling it to, so you can really encourage them to buy the book or to buy your product, and you done gave them the word too. You done gave them a word. You done invite them to Christ. You asked them to come to Christ. You done gave them a word for today. And then you don't really got them excited. So that makes that makes things go a little better for you. So, my brother, I'm so glad you have your business. You got you're doing business now. Thank God for that. And I just say to you, just put it on Facebook or put it on Amina, put it on WebTalk. Thank God, put your business on there and let people know what you're doing. You know, and every person, like you got a customer right now, and that's a good start. And you call him or she call you or whatever the case might be, you minister the word to them, and then get that product in there. You'd be amazed. Praise God, how smooth it will go. Thank you, there, my brother. God bless you.
All right.
Amen. Amen, Elder. Amen. Praise God. Well, Elder, I thank you so much for the opportunity to share our business. I'm going to be very brief so we can get back, give it back to you. MLT Networks, ladies and gentlemen, MLT Networks is the website. That's mltnetworks.net. Need to give you the rest of it, too, as well. mltnetworks.net, and we're on the business segment on Straight to the Point. And, ladies and gentlemen, a quick rundown. You know, one thing, Elder, we want to do is just get to know people, too, as well. So we want you guys to get to know you, want to talk to you and email back and forth. We really want to talk to you because we really want to find out, because sometimes you may need to talk to Elder. You may need to talk to Sister Hembrick there or Dr. Henderson about some things. So we may not have your services or the product and service you need, but we want to make sure we get you to the right person. So we want to give you that website again, mltnetworks.net. And what we provide in the categories of internet radio services, and also we provide shows and so forth for you that at a cost that we can set up for you as well. But we do provide training for internet radio, which is worldwide. And right now we're on a worldwide network. And secondly, ladies and gentlemen, we have financial strategy and planning. Elder, we're encouraging people to learn about the stock market, save money, get some gold, get some silver. And we want you to do all of that, ladies and gentlemen, so we can help you and give you some training in that area as well. Also, too, Elder, we got business consulting along with along with Dr. Henderson. We got business consulting. So for those who are starting their business for the first time or need additional help in getting set up properly for your tax purposes, for your LLC, for your corporation, whatever you need to get done, we can help you in that area as well. Business consulting. The next is technology consulting. Sometimes, Elder, as you know, people just need a little help with the technology. And we say, give us a call before you start buying thousands worth of dollars of equipment. You know, give us a call, and we'll do some planning, pre-planning for you as well in the technology area. And next, Elder, we got our wellness consulting. We help you in the wellness side, ladies and gentlemen. We have doctors and pharmacists and holistic people in our network that can help you and show you how to eat better, how to be better in your drinking of water, the right type of cooking oil. I asked one of my wellness consultants, Elder, today about the right cooking oil and butter that we should be eating. So that was pretty good. She gave me some good information about that. And then last but not least is the empowerment series for our men and women. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great program for men and women where we help encourage them and we help them know and believe who they really, really are, because they are awesome and created without no fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, ladies and gentlemen, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So we encourage people to get back to God in these areas because they already have what's already inside them. We just got to help them out. So that's our empowerment series. And our website, ladies and gentlemen, look it up there if you don't mind. Send it out on your websites, on your social media. It's mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net. And we look forward to serving you and working with you. Back to you, Elder. Thank you so much for that time there. Thank you so much, sir. Bless you.
Bless you, bless you. Thank God. I want to get into our ministry. First of all, on every Wednesday night, praise God, 8 p.m., we have Mountain Moving prayer line, and we welcome everyone to join us on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Praise God, we have two coloring books out. We call it Omega and Omega Alpha and Omega Bets coloring book, which is a popular book. One book is colored, and one book you can color yourself. It's good for Bible study. It's good for the kids to learn their ABCs, because we go from A to Z, from Abraham to Zion. Praise God. God be the glory. So we do that, and the book is we do have the book here at home. As I gave you earlier, our email is schembrick@verizon.net or ladyschembrick@verizon.net. That's our email address, or even you can call Zulon Press. Pray God, you can call Boston Noble. Any other Christian bookstore out there is in your neighborhood. Praise God for that. And also, you can look on Facebook, on YouTube. We have a picture, a little some music and sound to show you the book and tell you what the book says. And this is a good little sketch. You can look at a little video. Praise God. You can look at it on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Praise God. You just look on your internet. Look on your iPad or your cell phone or whatever. Just look on YouTube, and you'll see it. Just go on YouTube, say Alpha and Omega Bet ABC and coloring book, and you see some kids on there, and praise God. And, the book is a really good book. I encourage you to get the book, and if you can't get it from Zulon Press, or you get it from look on the internet or Boston Noble, you can always call us, email us, and we can send that book out to you. Like I said, the Our email address is schembrick@verizon.net and ladyhembrick@verizon.net as well. So we can get you those books if you want them. We can get them to you. We, you know, nothing will stop us from getting those books to you because they are really, really interesting books. And when they learn, you can learn the kids the alphabet even at a younger age. Learn the alphabet. It's so important that they learn their ABCs. Praise God. Also, praise God, tonight, on Monday nights tonight, we usually, we're here on Monday nights to Straight to the Point. Praise God. And we thank God for allowing us to be on Straight to the Point. Like I said earlier, they were usually on the fourth Monday of each month. But this month, we're on this Monday, which is the third Monday because of the holiday that's coming upon us. And we know that people are going to be going out of town. People are going to be going to beaches and people are going to the amusement park. This is like the beginning of summer, not officially summer, but it's the beginning of summer. This one, all the amusement parks open up, like the beaches and everything. You can go in there and play your games or whatever you love to do. Praise God. So that's why we're not going to be on next Monday night. Praise God. But you can listen in on Monday night because I know Elder Vaughn will probably play a tape of this service tonight or one that Dr. Henderson did the Monday previously before us. Praise God for that. So we want to encourage you to, you know, join us every Monday night on Straight to the Point. We do businesses. We have bonus questions. Praise God. So we welcome you. We welcome you. And that number is 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-559. And I forgot to give you the praise God for the number on Wednesday night. We're on Wednesday night. We're on every Wednesday night. And the number is 515-606-5994. That's 515-606-5994 with the pound number 341-909. That's 341-909-POUND. 341-909-POUND. We do thank God and praise God. My wife, Providence, has another book that she's working on very diligently. I don't want to give a title of it. It's a very good book. You're going to enjoy it. It has a lot of meaning in it. And it can help you as you go through things that you're going through because we all are going through something or another. So you get this book. It's going to be coming out soon, and it's going to be hot off the presses. And I encourage you to get it as fast as that we announce it, that it's out. Because it's going to be a powerful book. God is good. God did work with her on the book. She's been working diligently, and we just thank God. For her, thank God for what He's doing in our life. Praise God, we got. Praise God, we have a ministry that we've been keeping in the closet, and we're gonna be bringing that out soon. Praise God, God is about ready to do some magnificent things in our life, and like we said, we announce that at a later day. Praise God, but I just say to you, get ready, get ready, get ready, because God is ready to do something with the Hembricks and our ministry is ready to move forward. God is teaching us and showing us things, and we got good people behind us that is helping us and giving us good direction. Elder Vaughn, Dr. Henderson, and a couple other people. Are helping and encouraging us to go forward in the name of Jesus. And, of course, we're praying. We're praying to God and ask Him. That's the main help. We want God's help. That's the main help we want, is Him to lead us and direct us and, you know, order our footsteps. Praise God. That's all that I have with the businesses tonight. Praise God. I just want to just put a little more emphasis on that ABC coloring book, Alpha and Omega Vet coloring book. I really think that you should go out tonight, look on the internet, look on the email before you go out of town this weekend. I know you're gonna be going out of town. I know the kids gonna be having a marvelous time. Praise God, and the duck's gonna be having a great time as well. But you're gonna need some time. You want to keep up. You want to read. You want to keep your mind on Jesus while you're out there. Matter of fact, you keep your mind on Jesus so you can get safe getting to where you're going, to the beaches or to the amusement park, wherever you're going, out of town, visiting family reunion, and other things of that nature. Give God the glory and praise God. And get this covering book. Take some time out and get this covering book so your kids have something to do. They might just get tired one night and just want to rest, or even you get a little worried and you just want to rest and you're not going to want to go to the beach that night, just want to sit in the hotel and give the kids something to do. Get that book so they can color. They don't have to always be on the internet and Facebook and all that. Just give them a chance to color and read. Learn the ABCs of the different things in that book that's very interesting. Very interesting. And if, you know, you put on the whole armor of God, you got that on there. You got the, you know, C is for Christ. We got all kinds of things in that book. Praise God. You know, so I just want to encourage you to do that while you're on vacation. People, a lot of people start their vacation this time of year during the Labor Day. I mean, during Memorial Day weekend, all the way up until Labor Day. So it's always going to be people going to be going, you know, out of town, or even people going to be in town. But praise God, they're going to be coming to Washington. This is most of the great tour sites to come in. We got all kinds of different museums around here to come to visit. But if you're staying in the hotel, you take some time out. Take that ABC Apple and Omega coloring book with you and read it to your children. Amen. So that's it for the business aspect that I have for tonight. Does anyone else have any business that they want to announce tonight?
Back to you, Elder. Yes, sir. Back to you, my friend.
Amen. God be the glory. Now, praise God, we're back to the bonus question for tonight.
Woo-hoo! I love it. Can't wait to hear it. Woo! The bonus question, ladies and gentlemen.
The bonus question tonight, praise God, hallelujah.
I better pay attention here.
When did know he or she was the one? When did you know he or she was the one? Hallelujah.
Woo-hoo! Well, that's a good one here, Elder. I like that one, man. Yeah, I got a good one for that.
I want to say it again.
Yeah, when, brother.
Woo-hoo! No, he or she was the one. Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
That's the end. God, glory to God.
Woo-hoo!
Who want to go first? Jermaine, you on the line? You want to go? You welcome to join in. You welcome to join in tonight. Providence is a little tired tonight. I take her to the doctor. She's doing fine. She might even tap in. Might even wake up and tap in.
That's all right. Yeah, amen. I know you're going to cover real good.
Amen.
Yeah, Elder, y'all go ahead and go first on that one. That's a good one there. Really good one. I like that one, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point with Elder Samuel C. Hembrick. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on our bonus question tonight, and we're excited about that. Bonus question, but I could tell you, I have to go all the way back to college level there, Brother Hembrick. I could go all the way back to college on that one, buddy.
Woo-hoo. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we used to see my wife on campus a lot, you know, with her friends and stuff and family, and actually, I think I saw her. Yeah, I think I was trying to remember the details, but for sure, we had a Bible study also too on campus. So I used to see her there. But later on after campus, you know, I think I was on the other side of the campus, and she was walking with her, well, actually her cousin was in the same, went to the same college too. Her cousin and girlfriends were there, but when I saw her, and you know, kind of say in your mind, that's the one, you know, that's going to be my wife. And but what really sealed it though, Brother Hembrick, is the fact that I knew for sure after I prayed about it. I really prayed about it because I was excited about the Lord too as well, and getting ready to graduate real soon as well. So obviously you want to take somebody with you when you're going forward, you know. So after I prayed and got that Holy Spirit confirmation, man, and of course she agreed to at the same time. Matter of fact, I think I had proposed on campus, if I remember correctly. So yeah, that was pretty good. But she said yes, and it was, the history was there. But I knew when I first saw her, almost first saw her, and then prayed about it. And then I really got confirmation after that. So and what's interesting, the Lord always had to remind me, you know, that that's the woman I prayed for. So I like that. So yeah, Elder, so I praise God for that. So yeah, I knew when God helped me. God had to help me though on that one, but He helped me decide that.
Amen. Glory to God. That's a good one. I like that. I really like that. I like how God worked in your life with that one. That was awesome. From college on up to right now, and you know, you guys are still going strong in the Lord, and you're going in the same direction. That's what's important. You're going in the same direction. You're following Christ. You have Christ in your life, and that's awesome. That is awesome. Hallelujah. Give God praises for that. God bless
you. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for all those wonderful times. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Amen.
Back to you, Elder.
Amen. I guess Jermaine had dropped off the line.
Yes, he did.
But that's okay. God is good. Now, with me, when did I know that she was the one? Well, I tell you, I had came from... praise God, I came from one church, and the Lord sent me to the church where I met her, my wife, that was Glendale Baptist Church here in DMV, Northwest D.C. And the church I came from was in Northwest as well, was on 8th and Buchanan Street, Northwest,
mm-hmm.
in New Southern Rock Baptist Church. But the Lord sent me to Glendale Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lord sent me to Glendale Baptist Church, and this lady, my wife, she kept always, when she saw me when I first came in the door. But when I came with, the girl that I came with, she wasn't, my girlfriend, anything like that, but I was just me,
mm-hmm.
as friends. And,
yes, sir.
I was, keeping them, whatever, we were helping each other, and, knowing Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And but I met my wife, and I saw her, and she found out that I was a preacher. My God, she didn't like that.
Yeah, I remember her saying that.
She didn't want no preachers. Everybody in her family was a preacher.
But
you know, we kept going on. And what she did,
mm-hmm.
every time she saw me, and she would say, "Yeah, you want to give a sister some love?" I hugged her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but see, every time she would see me, she would ask me that, and I would come to church all the time. And then when we got to really know each other and really getting close, and how I got really attached to her,
mm-hmm.
and this was how I got attached to her was the fact that I talked to her on the telephone all night long, and I had to get up and go to work the next day. I wasn't even tired.
Exactly.
So right then, I knew that was the one.
Yeah, there you go, brother.
I knew that I could go to work. I could talk to her all night long.
Yeah, that's it.
And go to work the next day. Had to get up. Had to be up before 5 so I could catch the metro train. So I could catch the train because the first train went out at 5 o'clock. I was up all night long with her, and I said to myself, that's the one right there. She kept me all night and kept me. The conversation was very interesting. The whole conversation. And I told her, and after that, I told her, I said, girl, I said, you kept me up all night. We kept all night long. I wasn't even a bit tired. I wasn't working.
There you go, man.
I cleaned that whole school up. My God.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. That's how it works, so, Brother Timber. That's how it works. Yeah.
So we got it. So after a while, we started meeting and we started, dating, getting
serious
with dating. And praise God. And, we talked it over with the pastor that we, getting married. Did nobody really even know. They couldn't believe that we had hooked up, that we were together, that we had been, we were dating. Didn't nobody even believe that. They couldn't believe it because they, and nobody said it. Nobody knew but the pastor. And he didn't say anything about it until Valentine's Day. And he said, he said, you go ahead and make the announcement. And I made the announcement that we was getting married. And everybody's eyes got real big.
Yes,
and
sir.
Praise God. If they had found out, they would have said, why did he marry her or why did she marry him? What did they see in each other? They didn't believe that. But, God is good, and we're still together. In almost 20 years, we're still together, and I just thank God for it.
Yeah, man.
20 years, October the 2nd. I thank God for her. Praise God for that. 20 years, my God, I wouldn't even think it. But God knew it all the time.
Amen.
God knew it all the time. So that's when I knew that she was the woman for me. I married her. We got married in the church.
Yes, sir.
We had a beautiful marriage, and this was the time when her parents, both her parents, was living, the mother and the father. And my parents wasn't living at the time. My parents died when I was really young. I was in junior high school when my parents died.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, God put it together, I want you to know this too. God makes no mistakes. Trust me.
Nope.
God makes no mistakes. God knows who what God has for you, it's for you. God has for you, it's for you. So, that's where I'm at tonight. That's my answer. When did I know that she was right for me? And thank God that she's still right for me. She will always be right for me. I don't need nobody else, but the only person I need is Jesus. I got what the Lord gave me, what he wanted me to have, and I'm just happy about it. Amen.
Absolutely.
Happy about it. Praise God. Well, Elder, I think that's I don't have anything else, but just want to just make a few more announcements.
Yes, sir.
As part of this, the bonus questions, I hope everybody will get on the line later on and listen to my answer and Elder Vaughn's answer and ask yourself, when did you know he or she was the right one? Ask yourself that question. That's a powerful question to ask yourself. When did you know it? Praise God. So, that's the end of the bonus segment for tonight. But I want to make a few announcements. Praise God. I want to once again thank Dr. Henderson. First of all, I want to thank God, first of all. Thank God for allowing us this time to be on the air, Straight to the Point. I want to thank Elder Vaughn for always doing a tremendous job, always helping us out. God bless him. Let's give Elder Vaughn just a round of applause. Thank you, Jesus. God is just so good.
Thank you so much, Elder. Thank you so much. God bless you. We love you guys. We love you in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Just a wonderful a wonderful person. And I say this from my heart. If you get to know him, you got a friend. Amen. Praise God. God is good. And I just want to thank Dr. Henderson. Oh, my God. Thanks, Dr.
We got to give her a big hand tonight. Dr. Y'all hold up. We got to give Doc a big hand. Thank you, Jesus, for Dr. Henderson.
What a mighty and powerful woman of God she is. She has been with us. We've been knowing her, seems like forever. Been knowing her for a long time. We've been hanging there with her. She's been hanging there with us as well. We try to do anything to help her if we can, and she tried to do everything she can to help us. She's always there. When we need her, we don't ever have to wait. She's always there. We just call her on the phone, and she just pick up almost immediately. And whatever she's doing, she just takes time out to talk to us. And I just thank God for her. She got a few things coming up. She got something coming up in June the 15th. She got something real big coming up June the 15th that she's really excited about. And it's in Oxon Hill, Maryland. She'll be sending out the flyers real soon and give you more information on what's going on June the 15th. And also, praise God, the P3 conference going to be in the DMV this year. Praise God, P3 conference going to be in the DMV. And it's going to be at the hotel out there in Alexander, Virginia, right across the bridge. So I say to you, everyone, get your plane tickets, get your outfit together, wherever you're coming from. Come in and join us. We're going to have a good time in the Lord. We're going to have some exciting guests. We're going to do some exciting things. We're going to have things on exhibit. We're just going to be giving God the praise in everything we do. So we just look forward for you guys to join us on October the 26th, year 2019. The hotel, I think, is the Western Inn, right there, praise God, right there off of, praise God, they did call it Thomas Jefferson Davis Highway, but they changed the name now. I think it's Richmond Highway now, praise God. So if you look on your, look her up on her website, and you'll see it, and I know she will get the number, the address, and everything. She can give you the right address. So you won't have any problems of getting there. It's not too far from the National Airport. You can get there in a minute. You can get into cabs. The hotels are right around there. The hotel, if you're going to be in the hotel, you can stay in that hotel overnight and enjoy yourself. You don't have to really rush to leave or rush to go out and find another hotel way across town somewhere. There's one right there. So whereas that you make the reservation and everything as soon as you can, still in the line and register right now, because I think the price is going to be going up real soon. I'm not too sure exactly when, but the prices are going up now. My wife and I have gotten out, made our reservations. We prayed to God that we will be there on the 26th. God is good, so we encourage you to get your reservations, get your time, come on and give God some praises. Get that new outfit you've been wanting to buy all summer long and get ready, because it's still kind of warm in October. Get that outfit you want. Get that dress you want. Get that suit you want. Get the new shoes you want. Oh, get that hat you want, praise God. And just come on out and just join us, because we're going to have a good time in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go. We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun praising God. And I love to praise God. I love to give God the glory. I love to shout and dance and give praise to God. I don't do it for no pain or no force either. I praise God from my heart. I give God all the glory. Everything that God, I give him everything that he's done, because look what he did for me. I can't ask for no more than that. I only have, it's only my rightful duty to praise him and give him glory. Thank the Lord for that one. Thank you guys. Praise God for being on Straight to the Point tonight. We thank God for you. Praise God. We still got some time. Praise God. It's 9:30. Good time. 9:30. We are finished. Straight to the point. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Just a reminder that on next Monday night, praise God, that we won't be on the line, but you can call in, and I'm pretty sure the Reverend Elder Ron, praise God, will have myself on, or Providence Henderson. One of us will be on the line that you can. It's a playback tape, it's a throwback time, and just enjoy yourself and just listen. If you want to do something at 8 o'clock and just listen while you kind of winding down, having dinner in your hotel room or having dinner at the one of your nearest restaurants close to where you're going to be at, listen in and hear a word from the Lord. I promise you that you will enjoy what you hear, what thus says the Lord. And I'm going to say to you, Elder Vaughn and everybody else who's on the line, I thank God for my lovely wife. I thank God for her. Give God the glory for her, because without her, I would be having a hard time making. So I thank God for her, and glory be to God for all she's done and all she will do. And I encourage you once again to go out and get that Apple and Amazing Covenant ABC Covenant book. You will enjoy it. You will enjoy it. You will enjoy it as an adult. Your kids will enjoy it as children. And I also want to say, praise God, I've been praying about this and I've been saying it in my prayers. I want to say to the parents, when your kids go off to school, look in the book bags, some book backpacks, and to see what's in them backpacks, to be sure that something is in them backpacks are books. Amen. Are books in them backpacks. Check them out, parents. Check those backpacks out. There's nothing wrong with you going into your child's backpack. Nothing wrong with that. God gave that to me, and I've been just trying to spread it. I've been spreading. Look in, parents, attention. Parents, look in your children's backpack to be sure there's only thing that's in there are books, school books, no pornography books, school books, history, math, all that geography books, and all the new stuff they got up. And plus their laptop, their kids are using laptops more. But I must say this again, look in those book bags before you send your kids off to school. Praise God. Just want to say thank you. Good night.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That was the voice of Elder Samuel C. Hamburg, who brought the word, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on Straight to the Point. Elder, thank you so much for your time. Thank you, Prophetess Lillian C. Hamburg, for your time as well tonight. And we just lift up God, lift up you to the Lord tonight. Lift up the Lord in Jesus' name tonight for each and every one of you who will listen tonight. Brother Hamburg came from Jeremiah tonight, ladies and gentlemen, chapters 17 and 18. We just encourage you to read that whole word there, 17 and 18. And his topic tonight, subject was night, I got you. God really has you, ladies and gentlemen. He is the potter and we are the clay. So we thank God for Elder Samuel C. Hembrick and his wonderful family. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She was out tonight, and our co-host tonight was Elder Hembrick with us tonight. So we thank God for Elder Hembrick taking the word and giving it to the people. God bless you. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next time. Remember, every Monday evening, Lord willing, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Straight to the Point is here, and we're here for you as well. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Here's our wonderful, wonderful song by Jermaine Hawkins, The Potter's House. Bless you now. This has been Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Joy in the pot. There's no reason to be sad for this
joy.
In the potter's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another broadcast of Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores E. Henderson. Our co-host tonight was Elder Samuel C. Hembrick on the word, I got you. And, of course, Jesus does have you. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point. Thank you so much for your time. God bless.